He's been around hockey long before you and I, Greg, and he's one of the most informative and entertaining people to talk to. He's the general manager of the Erie Otters, our good friend Sherry Bassin. Sherwood, how are you today, sir?
Jeff, one of the good guys I've known all my years, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
You're fun.
Hey, always have time for you guys.
You know, the last time you came on, you delighted everybody with the story of the Wendell Clark Matt Sundin trade, which was a delightful romp through the anatomy of a deal. But we're going to go through here, and Sherry, I know you've talked about this over the past 18 hours ad infinitum. You've appeared on, you've taken every single phone call, answered every single text, and been on various media. But when you're watching that game yesterday, and you're watching Connor get slashed. I might be biasing here the situation, but he's getting slashed. He's getting cross-checked. The Mississauga captain drops his gloves and hits him twice in the face. What goes through Sherry Bassin's mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you what goes through. It's funny, and I'm glad to share this. What's really bothering me about this, and everybody's talking about fighting, no fighting, is what we've been talking about for a long time, respect in sport. It's an unwritten rule, Jeff, that we don't fight superstars. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it was an embarrassment. When I played, there was no video, so you don't know how good I was, but I can tell you I wasn't very good. But there's no evidence of that. So the older I get, I tell everybody I'm a lot better than I was. The point is this. It was unheard of. I was listening to a story last night where one of the players on a team made some demeaning remark to Iserman. And his own player said, like, this is Iserman. Like, what are you doing? Now we're going to have to fight for somebody dumb as you. Like, there's just this, it's just like the job. I have deep respect for what you guys do. You work hard at it. I've talked to you at different times of the day. You're trying to be on top of it. You're trying to be informative. It's called respect, not being liked. There's a difference between being respected and liked. If you can only be one, be respected. And so the fact remains, if you can be both, fine, but if you can only be one. This respect about, you just don't fight superstars, okay? And that's the issue that I'm concerned about right now. We would never have heard of it. Now, in the olden days, or in my days, shouldn't say the olden days, you know, we had the protectors there. So by perception, you knew that if you were going to deal with this dude, let's get at it. And the issue when I saw that, that's what I was disturbed about. Now, hockey is not a contact sport. Dancing is a contact sport. Hockey is a collision sport. So by the nature of the emotion that flows, there's a lot of people saying, well, what's he doing fighting? Shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's a lot of negative energy. And the emotion of the moment in a contact sport, which you guys cover so thoroughly and dissectively, people are going to react. Who knows what's through? He didn't want people interfering for him all the time. Maybe he said, I've had enough of it. We do react to certain situations. You guys get emotional in the middle of a moment when you're dissecting something that you don't like what you saw. So it's not a rule but sport. So what went through my mind? Wow, I was in the upper deck and almost jumped to the lower deck. So that's the emotion that was going through me. I like to tell you that I can contain it because I say don't get too high on the highs, don't get too low on the lows, but people don't come to see fights. They come to see the Connor McDavids. They come to see the Crosbys, the Gretzkys. This business about suggesting they come to see fights has been used a little bit as a deterrent, and we've worked hard in our league to deter fighting. All this planned fighting, the stage fighting, tough guys fighting tough guys, it's all been eliminated. You're penalized if it's after a whistle or immediately after a whistle. Now, does it happen when you and I go in the corner and I elbow Jeff Merrick and he slashes me back and we look at each other, say, get out of here? But it's very limited amount of fighting now. Mm-hmm. And sure. I think that it's graduating to a point that, but if you take it out, Jeff, I hate to be so long-winded in my answer.
No,
fine. If we take it out, get ready for a lot of whistles. Because then we got to take care of that slashing and all the things that's going to be done. Because the defense to such a high level players, Connor McDavid is, take the body. And if they're clean, Sherry, I can live with it.
You mentioned
the nature of getting in the game.
You mentioned protection of stars, and that's it's a good point. And I wonder where you think that protection falls. Does it fall, say, within the roster of the Erie Otters to have people to step up and not have a situation where Connor McDavid needs to fight? Or does it fall more on, say, the OHL to ensure that there are penalties called, suspensions handed out, more protection for star players who obviously are getting liberties taken against?
Good question. And very good question. I think it's basically the responsibility of both. And I think by and large, and the way we're developing, and first of all, we don't want Connor McDavid fighting. We want him hugging. Okay? Because we have players that can take care of business if somebody's inclined to do that and show a lack of respect. But in the emotion of the moment, the spotlight's on him. First of all, Connor McDavid, the superstars that you guys cover, and I love listening to you guys and watching you and stuff like that. It's not pressure to these guys. That's why they're stars. It's opportunity. It's opportunity. Their level of panic is very low. Whether it's a baseball player, or football player, or basketball player, bring it on. So, the reason they're superstars is because they excel in moments like this. Mm-hmm. So when people say all the pressure he's on, he doesn't look like it. He doesn't deal with it as pressure. He doesn't even think of that word.
Sherry, I do need to ask you, too, and we probably should have started the interview with this. What is the latest that you've heard about Connor McDavid?
I'm happy to tell you. I'm sad to tell you, but happy to tell you what we know up to this point in time. At this present moment, he's seeing a hand specialist at Orthopod specialized in. We're inclined to believe that there is a slight fracture there, or some type of fracture. I shouldn't describe it as slight or whatever it is. We've had these things before, though, to be honest with you guys. And then we've found that when they did see the hand specialist, it wasn't anywhere as serious as we thought it might be. Mm-hmm. We've had orthopods. I mean, we're seeing the hand specialist because we're concerned that there is a fracture. And I've had other incidents where we were concerned there was a fracture, and then when the specialist looked at it, it wasn't. And at that time, it'll determine what the length of recovery is if it's confirmed. And we're going to know that by 6 o'clock tonight.
Now, Sherry, as you know, we have your team and the Niagara Ice Dogs on Friday Night Hockey. Right. Is there any chance we could get Connor to Lourdes quickly and heal him up fast and bring him back Friday for the game?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you how I feel about it. That's a good question. I would like to think that you could move the game up a day if he's ready.
Thursday night hockey with the Erie Otters and the Niagara Ice Dogs.
So my point is that, the real thing, and you got to experience sometimes when you talk to him, whatever, this guy's a super person. Like I've visited with you in many times. Mm-hmm. The combination, I've had a lot of players with a lot of ability. I've said it a million times that I wish I had more character. I've had a lot of players with a lot of character. I wish I had more ability. When you put them both together, you get a superstar. Mm. And this guy won the Academic Player of the Year award. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on. Yep. About this dude. And the real thing is this. That's what I want the people to know when they're looking at this, and we watch all the tic-tac-toe, how's your mama, that he can do at just bullet speed. Yeah. The real thing is that this guy is such a, his leadership qualities, everything he does very quietly to excel. He works very hard at it. You're not just born with this ability. I mean, he just, in my waning years, for an old duffer like I am, what a treat that I got to be around this guy as a person, never mind his talent.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sherry, the last real slugger you had was Johnny McGuire, who did
right.
It quite well, thank you very much. Now, Corey Genovese can really handle his mitts as well, as yeah. You mentioned. There are guys on the roster that can do that. But when you see what Connor's gone through for 3 years, is there part of Sherry Bassin that says, you know what, maybe we need to get another Johnny Maguire type back here on the Erie Otters to make sure this guy's a little more insulated?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, we have three or four guys that can pick him up and lay him down. You know, that, and one of the guys, Genovese, was there, like, he's had a numerous suspensions and so forth.
Yeah.
That in itself was a deterrent about getting involved. So we have McDermott, and we have our share of guys that can take, as they call it, take care of business if it has to be. And that's why they were even yelling, just hug them.
Yeah, so, seatbelt them. Just like, well, like the Muscat fight and then the Kitchener game as well.
Right.
Like that's the Connor fight you want to see. He drops his mitts, right, and he holds on. You know,
that's exactly. And we, to be honest with you, we want him hugging.
Yeah.
Like that.
Sorry, Greg, I got one more here, sort of in that spirit for Sherry. You know, not that long ago, that fight happens. Okay, with Bryson Chinfore and Connor McDavid. That fight happens. Connor leaves the game. The Mississauga captain serves his 5 minutes. He's back on the ice. You know, not that long ago, that player doesn't finish the game, Sherry.
Not that long ago, in confirmation of what you're saying, that game may still be on.
True.
You know what I mean? You may be calling me to see, at what point in time is it in the third period?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that, you know, we've come along with, because that's emotional too. Emotion begs emotion. And as you guys have uncovered this so thoroughly, and so make no mistake about it, that and that's almost the reaction that's been inbred since I grew up as a little kid in a small town in northern Saskatchewan. So, you know, and that's what teamwork's about, though. I mean, let's be honest. When they send out these special forces guys, those guys are brothers. They stick up for each other. They got to know exactly what they're doing. Those guys that went and got Osama bin Laden, they knew every step every one of those guys were taking. They were backing each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be sure that that's the kind of thing about, you know, one of the things I talk about in the sport. If you two guys are playing with me, do I want to win for you guys?
Hmm.
Or do I just want to win for myself?
Hmm. Right.
It's important that I want to win for you guys.
Last one real quick, and thanks again for your time, man, and a busy time for you. But this obviously has sparked the fuse on the fighting debate, and specifically whether we should even have any semblance of fighting at the junior level. We know that the OHL has taken on players that have multiple fights, the goons, if you will. Do you think they need to tighten up fighting rules overall and maybe go with longer automatic suspensions for anybody that fights?
You know, I think, first of all, that's definitely a topic in our league. One thing about Dave Branch and his leadership, you know, where we've come from and where we're going. And I happen to be on the competitions committee meeting, and I want to separate my emotion right now from common sense, but make no mistake that not only that topic, but the issues that you're talking about are going to definitely be dissected.
Sherry, you're the best. Thanks as always for your time. Look forward to seeing, I guess we'll position now, is Dylan Strome and the Erie Otters Friday against the Niagara Ice Dogs, unless you can get him that ticket to Lourdes and bring him back for Friday, Sherry.
I'm going to be fighting to do it.
Atta boy. Thanks, Sherry. Always a pleasure.
Always fun. Keep punching.